If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
Right now it's time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Carrboro today on this Feel Free Friday, and we are joined by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle on the phone today because she is having an extremely busy day, and it's the end of an extremely busy week. So, Mayor, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, it's good to chat with you again, Aaron. I think I mentioned this to you, but every fall, another professor and I get several law students, and we take them on a bicycle ride. And mm-hmm. boy, what a great day it was for us to be out on the bikes. But anyway, I'm just kind of running between events, and I wasn't able to get over there.
What were some of the events that you went to throughout the week? I know you were saying earlier that there were a lot.
Yeah, and of course, you and I didn't get to talk last week because of the football game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's been a while. But so this week we had our second, board meeting. Of course, it was, on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday morning, we were back in the swing with our Visitors Bureau Board of Directors meetings. So I had that on Wednesday morning. And then Wednesday evening, I went over to Raleigh, and Equality NC had a gathering for electeds that are running for office that they had endorsed, but it was like a training for folks that were running for office and a gathering of what they call Electeds for Equality. And that was a really awesome event by them to kind of talk to folks, especially those running for the first time, about LGBTQ issues. And then yesterday morning I attended the Chamber State of the Community, and I always find that really fascinating, all the statistics we get and just kind of crunching the numbers. And we heard, a really good summary of a lot of the demographics from Rebecca Tippett, and that's always a really, really interesting event, one that kept us very busy. And then last night I was not able to make it to the Good Neighbor Initiative cookout, which I had participated in the walk a few years earlier, but I was just backed up on meetings. And then today, this morning, we had our quarterly mayors and chair meeting. So Commissioner Rich and Mayor Henninger and Mayor Stevens and Mayor Pro Tem Weaver and I got together and just kind of, we do that every quarter to kind of get together and just chat generally and hear, what's new with each other. And so, yeah, it's been a pretty busy week. Let me throw out one more thing. So tonight at 6:00 at Carrboro Town Commons, there's actually a suicide prevention walk
mm-hmm.
that begins at 6:00. There are a few speakers. This is put on behalf of Healthy Carolinians of Orange County. It's a community coalition that works to improve health and wellness for those who live and work in Orange County. So their campaign slogan is "Be the One to Help," and so tonight they're going to have a few speakers, and I'll give opening remarks, and then we're going to have a walk to kind of raise awareness for that event. So that's what's going on this week.
Awesome. And then I know with all of that, you probably didn't get a chance to go to the climate strike earlier today, but there is going to be an event tomorrow in Carrboro for that as well, right?
I know that there's the event. And I know I'm aware of the event in Raleigh. I'm not sure about the event in Carrboro. I was aware of the one today, and I knew I couldn't attend it because we had planned this bicycle ride mm-hmm. over in Durham many weeks ago. And so I'm just now, as I told someone, turning on my email for the first time. We'll see. I know there's a lot. I'm really excited by what I see about everything going on everywhere about the climate change, gatherings. And so I'm going to plug into whatever's happening as soon as I catch up on it.
I was hoping you knew the time. I know it's at Carrboro. I know it's at Town Commons around the same time as the farmers market. And I think it's 10 to noon tomorrow. But
I think I heard it was from 10 to 12, maybe on the Carrboro Town,
yes.
on the other side of Town Hall. And my understanding is it's from 10 to 12, and I believe people will be out there, and there'll be some, you know, some town folks out there, but also some community members out there. But I haven't confirmed that to be sure, but that was my memory. It was the latter half of the farmers market.
Well, kind of with that in mind, and I know we talk about this all the time, but it's certainly a commitment for the town of Carrboro to really make an effort to mitigate its climate footprint. What are some of the things that the town has done and is currently doing and is planning for the future?
Yeah, I was thinking through that this week when, you know, we're seeing all the energy and publicity, if you will, around this very urgent issue. And so I was reminded that it was 2014 that our town adopted our town's plan for the Energy and Climate Protection Plan. In 2017 is when we identified our community action plan. And just a note, I believe the gathering tomorrow from 10 to 12 is also to stir up folks who might be interested in helping start moving that forward in a more methodical way. Mm-hmm. I know one of the challenges for staff has been trying to figure out how to work that around neighborhoods. In terms of the town, I know one of the hugest things that we have worked on over the last couple of years has been conserving energy in our town buildings, you know, like switching out, you know, our HVAC, especially in town commons, working with you know, such as it is, as we're able to, working with Duke Energy, there was a lot of hoops and litigation, but to switch out all of the lights in town, those are a couple of the ways I know that we've been trying to address it in our town in terms of that plan. And then there are several other ways that we've been looking at that with things like, you know, making our fleets a little more diesel, encouraging our transit, you know, partners to go toward the electric buses, and things of those sort, encouraging our employees, you know, try the bus, getting go Trigo passes for them, or, you know, other kind of ways that they can get around. But I believe that a lot of our focus now, in addition to what we're doing with the town, is being pushed toward trying to get the community engaged in that community climate action plan.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org for more information on town government. And before I forget, you mentioned you met with the mayors and Commissioner Rich earlier today. What were some of the issues that you talked about?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that gathering is we rarely have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a kind of, I don't want to say it's a kind of a group counseling session, but it's kind of like, hey, how's it going in your town? You know, how are things going? What are the big issues? What's coming up? You know, that kind of thing. And especially it was a little bittersweet, I think, because, you know, I've been mayor now for 6 years, and every meeting I've had, you know, has included Mayor Tom Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, he brought Jen Weaver to the meeting because she's mayor pro tem, but of course she's running unopposed for mayor in Hillsborough. And it was kind of her entree into this gathering. And, you know, as I kind of looked at Tom and looked at Jen, I thought, well, for number one, I'll be the one of this group who now has been there the longest, you know. But I think it's really important to have kind of a, it's almost a social gathering that we have every quarter to kind of say, you know, hey, you know, what are your techniques for doing this or that? Or, hey, have you been in touch with this group or that group, and have they helped your, you know, community or helped your board or not? It's more, I think, of that level than at, hey, what are we all going to do about, you know, BRT or
mm-hmm.
something like that. So it's actually one of the wonderful things, I think, about local government in Orange County, that we systematically have these get-togethers. You know, I'm well aware of other counties and other jurisdictions where no such efforts are made, and mm-hmm. and then the coordination, you know, is just obviously not as good.
Yeah. Speaking of speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and speaking of coordination between municipalities, and I don't know if it came up today, but the still ongoing conversation about the Green Tract, which is between Chapel Hill and Carrboro and involving Orange County, likely to come back on the agenda this fall. Now that meetings are starting up again, do you know the time frame for when that's going to be coming back?
Yeah. So, for example, that's not something we really talked about today,
right.
But, you know, I know we'll talk about them more formally with our partners in the near future. One thing about the Green Tract situation as it stands right now is, as we're aware, Chapel Hill Town Council had their special meeting in July where they considered the resolution that the county and the town of Caldwell had passed and adopted a similar but not the same resolution, as well as another different resolution with a different timeline. And so we've only had two board meetings so far since we returned from summer break, and we haven't had it on the agenda yet because some of our board members weren't aware of what had transpired this summer, and so we're kind of catching them up to speed on that, and then we're trying to figure out how to move forward in terms of aligning that resolution and or looking at that timeline and figuring out how that will work. I know we have periodic meetings between myself and Commissioner Rich and Mayor Heminger around this topic, and so it might be that we will be having a meeting sometime in the near future to kind of talk about how to reconcile the timeline that Chapel Hill laid out with the timeline we already all had set up. So I think that we'll probably be hearing something very soon about how all the entities are going to move forward. It's mainly right now been bringing up my board members up to speed on what happened this summer and how we have to kind of reboot a little bit before we move forward.
Speaking again with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and as we wrap up this conversation, I want to get more from you on the thing that she put you in the national news literally this week in USA Today, which was the letter that you signed along with more than 50 other current and former mayors from around the country, including Mark Klatchman of Chapel Hill, endorsing Pete Buttigieg for president on a week when Bernie Sanders was in Chapel Hill. So.
Well, you know, I have been watching all the candidates, you know, for many months, but I was really aware of Pete Buttigieg because I actually had the opportunity to meet him a couple of years ago. He was in the Triangle for an event where I had the honor really of introducing him. And he has been someone who I've been kind of watching all along. There's an awful lot about him I like, very little I dislike, actually. And when I look at, you know, his platform positions, I'm in almost total agreement with a lot of his platform. And, you know, really, most importantly, and let me say this, we have lots of excellent Democratic candidates, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm not disparaging any other Democratic candidate by saying this, but when I look at Mayor Pete and see his demeanor and his intelligence and his reflection and just his, you know, he kind of epitomizes to me really what a public servant, you know, should be. And it's such a stark contrast to what we currently have in the Oval Office. It's just, you know, kind of day and night in terms of what it would be like to have someone of his caliber, I think, in a place of executive leadership. I know, much like other great leaders that we've had, you know, he would know how to surround himself with people who espouse his values and could help him get to the issues he wants to get to. But honestly, Aaron, I very rarely this early on pick someone out of a field and say, wow, that's my person. But to me, Mayor Pete is really one of those people. And I think we have this affinity, right, of both being mayors, right? But I do think there's something to be said for someone who has governed at that local level to see the effect of these national and statewide policies at the local level that brings a certain level of expertise to the White House that we haven't seen before. And I'll just give one quick example. One of his proposals is like a resiliency, you know, cabinet or a resiliency position, if not in the cabinet, that at that high of a level in terms of responding immediately to all of these climate problems that we have with storms and water and, you know, climate change. And he has seen that firsthand as a mayor of a locality, trying to get money from FEMA, trying to figure out how to navigate in the middle of disaster. That's just one example of many, but I'm pretty excited about his candidacy, and I'm proud to endorse him along with all the other mayors.
Get more info on the town of Carborough online at townofcarborough.org. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.